We ask ourselves why it is that our treatment does not work. We ask ourselves why it is that when we treat for health, we treat for abundance, we treat for relationships or anything at all, that it doesn't function. We ask ourselves again and again and again why this is so. And no answer comes back. And no answer can ever come back because you are doing exactly what you want to do. How can we have more effective treatment from the way we think we should have it? How can we have treatments that we can give and get results? Get results of abundance, get results of happy relationships, get results of a healthy, dynamic body, spirit, and mind? How can we have treatments that will reveal to us our divinity, reveal to us our magnificence, our godliness? How can we do that? Well, there's one word that covers the whole ballpark, and that word is peace. When we can become, in our consciousness, peace. Now, we are peace already, but when we become aware of peace, then all of our tension to accomplish anything disappears. And we find that that which we were seeking is already accomplished. Now, for all of us, that which we are seeking is already accomplished. We have all the abundance in the universe, we just haven't claimed it. We have all of the health that we could ever want to experience in our body, mind, and spirit, but we haven't claimed it. We have all of the wonderful friends that anyone could ever ask for, but we haven't claimed them. Now, how could we claim our friendships? You know, how could we claim having a lot of friends and having a joyous relationships with everybody? Well, there is a statement. It's called, to have friends, you have to be a friend. Now, what does that mean? That means simply that you like yourself. When you like yourself, you will have all the friends you could ever want in the entire world. When you like yourself, you will be so surrounded by beautiful beings, because that's who you are. When you don't like yourself, then all of these people will be scared away. All of these people will no longer be around you. Scared away is perhaps an improper word to use, but all these people will not be in your presence. Because you see, they are in your presence, but we don't know it. They are in our presence, but we are blind to it. And because we're blind to it, we think they're not in our presence. Because we're blind to it, we think money is not in our presence. Because we're blind to it, we think that our perfect health is not in our presence. Well, you could say, well, look at my body, all full of warts and all full of, you know, whatever, and I look so ugly and so terrible. Really? Have you looked in the mirror with your warts and your ugliness, and have you said, I love you? Just the way you are. I think you're wonderful. I think you're beautiful. Have you ever looked in the mirror and said that to yourself when you are feeling particularly down or feeling particularly bad? Have you ever looked in the mirror and said, you're all right. You're all right. No matter what you're shining out right now, you're all right. I know who's inside there. I know the perfect person that's inside there. And then that perfect person is claimed and comes forth and shines forth. And this is why we go into the hospitals and we say, look, as far as I'm concerned, you're alive. As far as I'm concerned, I know exactly what you're doing. I know the program you've established for yourself, and I know the program I've established for you. Now, what do you want to do? You want my program, or you want your program? Do you want to be whole and perfect, or do you want to die? And really, we shouldn't speak to people like that, as I have done in the past quite often. We shouldn't speak to people like that, because what we're doing, we're giving them the opinion that they can have a decision for themselves. And this is where we get in trouble. Nobody has any right for any decision for themselves in our world except ourselves. And so, if you give other people in your world the right to be happy or sad, then the next easier thing to do is to give your body permission to do whatever it wants to do. Uh-oh, it's got this here, that's going to just go from worse to worse to worse, and pretty soon it's going to, you know, just claim me. Well, don't do that. Just say, hey, you're the reflection of me. Whatever I think you are, that's what you are. You have no right to be anything different. And I have created you just the way you are, doing just the things you're doing, and I like it. And you see, then you might rebel or you might do something silly, and I would say, hey, you're rebelling. I created you rebelling. See? You didn't rebel on your own. I created you rebelling. See, it all comes back to us, Ellen. Whatever we create, however we think. Now, our body, it acts up. We eat something that is not good for it. And we have read in Living with the Himalayan Masters and a bunch of other different books from the Hindus about how some of these Hindu teachers are able to take poison and not be killed by it. And very powerful poison that can really do it. And they can have it in their system for a period of time and still not have it bother them. But, they say of themselves they can have it for a period of time. And if they extend that period of time, it'll kill them. And some have allowed it to extend that period of time. They forgot about it, you know. Can you imagine that? They forgot about it. And they died. Now, they didn't have to die. They could have said, I can take poison in my body and it does not affect me, period. It goes in, it goes out, it doesn't do anything other than what I want it to do. I can take food in my body and it goes in and goes out and does what I want it to do. I can do anything I want to do. Now you say, well, that is kind of, you know, overwhelming. But it is not. It is not. We have the right to do anything we want to do. And we do it because that's what we're already doing. Now, how does peace come into this here? How does peace fit into this program that we're talking about? Well, when you are at peace with yourself, when you are harmonious with yourself, when you are right action with yourself, you have no conflict. You have no feeling of going against your nature. And then, should you have a healing that you need to have, what would you say? You just say, I am peace. And all is in divine right action right now. All is in divine right order right now. I'm whole and perfect. Now, you say, but that's not the evidential thing. And then you just say, peace. Peace. Relax. Peace. Peace. You keep saying peace to yourself. And pretty soon, all these thoughts that you had, the thoughts of feeling self-pity, the thoughts of feeling that you deserve to have this experience because you did something wrong in your life, they go away. And whether you do something wrong or you just do something right, your reality is always your perfection. That's our reality. And can we ever do anything wrong?
No.
Can we ever do anything right?
No.
We just do. It's just an is. Now, a lot of people, philosophically and psychologically, will say that that would lead to a lot of problems because people would not have any reason for living properly and harmoniously. But we are not concerned whether people live properly and harmoniously. We are only concerned that people live from their divine center. And if you live from your divine center, now let's change it. Since you live from your divine center, could you ever do anything that was improper?
No.
Could you ever do anything that was detrimental to you or to your world?
No.
No, you couldn't. You see, we're fighting the two battles. And the one battle says, we've done something dumb and this is what we're paying for it. And the other battle says, peace, peace. How can you be at peace? You got problems. Peace, peace. Don't you realize the world's going to hell? Peace, peace. Don't you realize your body is all riven with pain and stuff like that? Peace, peace. When a doctor goes in to see a patient, and the doctor is, let's say a humane doctor, a doctor who has a good patient, or good bedside manners, that's the term they use. Now you go in to see this, the doctor comes in to see this patient, and the doctor has good bedside manners. And he takes the lady's hand and holds it gently in her hand. Now, does the lady think that he has anything other than healing desires in his mind? Does she think, oh, he wants me. He wants me as his love, as his true, What is the doctor doing? The doctor is transmitting his peace to the person, the patient, whether it's a man, a woman, child. He is transmitting his feeling, and dogs too. We have a dog doctor who is very sensitive and very caring, Dr. Paulson. And when he takes the dogs just melt in their arms, in his arms, because the dogs know that he cares about them, and that he feels that he wants to do what's good for them. He never forces a dog. The dogs just come to him. So, you see, when the doctor comes in to see the patient, and the doctor puts his hand on their leg, or on their arm, or on their head, or whatever, doctors have to be very careful because they get sued for doing things like that. But they want to put the healing hand on the person, the hand of peace, the hand of balance, the hand that says, there, everything is all right now. Everything is coming back to normal now. Going back to normal, return to your original purity and integrity. Going back to normal. Interesting, huh? Going back to normal, return to your original purity and integrity. So the doctor says, there, all is okay now. All is okay. And then the person, sigh of relief, peace. And when the person does that, then what happens? They stop fighting. And their purity, their magnificence, their wholeness shine forth. You see, this is the Hindus have some good ideas, lots of them. And one of them is breathing. And we do that too. But the Hindus suggest that if you will breathe out in a long, long draw, and breathe in a long draw too, but breathe in with your nose until you just fill up your lungs, and then breathe out in a long, long thing, just breathing out, breathing. Now, I probably shouldn't tell you, but I will anyhow. The breathing is purely for relaxation. The breathing is purely for putting the cause of peace in motion for your body, for your mind, for yourself. Try it. Breathe in very deeply and let it out slowly and long, and you become very relaxed. Now, we look at these and say, oh, those are Hindu teachings, those are teachings of another culture and so forth, and they're good, but we have our own. Yeah, it's called tension. We have our own. Now, to breathe properly and long does many things for you. Number one, it relaxes you. You are peace. And as you have that peace, your whole body gives up the fight. Doesn't mean it's dying, but it gives up the fight to hold on to the illness. You understand? It gives up the fight to hold on to the illness. And it starts letting go and letting the illness fly off here and there, and only your return to your original purity and integrity, only your return to normalcy, as you might describe it. But you are peaceful. All the tension is gone. All the upset is gone. Have you taught yourselves how to relax? And you're saying yes and no and yes and no. Well, never think that you know it all. Because sometimes a new idea or an old idea can be presented with new attitudes to it, new thinking to it. But in the courses that I've taken with yogic breathing and yogic teaching and all these other things, which were quite fascinating and very effective and very meaningful, the difficulty of it was that it was often in Hindustani, in another language, and it wasn't in English. And because it wasn't in English, most of the people discarded it, you know, would not give it any credence. If it had been in English, they would have given it a lot of credit, because then they could fully understand, like, Om Mani Satam. You know, when you say something like that, it's a beautiful phrase, a deep, penetrating attitude to your being. But you can also say, I like me, I am God. And you see, we're not used to that. We're not used to saying those things. We're not used to entering into that deep level of inner peace. And this is what the Om is designed to do, is to move you into a deep level of inner peace. The level of inner peace where you release all attitudes that are inharmonious for you, and you take on the awareness of being yourself and having fun. It sounds so simple. It sounds so simple. At Meal Meditations, at Montage de Meal de Meditations over in Boulevard, we had the 80-acre place there of Dr. Seke for several years. And I read all of the books on the writings of Patanjali and on all of the other projects in the Buddha and what have you, and Lao Tse, Confucius, the whole run of the mill. We had them all there. And we also shared their philosophy with the people who came to the ranch. And we would take them around and show them the symbols along the path, which were quite lovely and quite significant. And as they would look at these symbols, they would immediately feel oneness with the purpose we had in mind for them. However, they became so enamored with the symbols, they didn't get the background. Om. You see, that's wonderful. But I like me. You can have that same deep inner sensitivity, the same deep inner peace, if you want it. But what it demands of you is that you be on top of it. It demands of you that you let go anything which is contrary to your highest good. But you don't know what's contrary to your highest good. So that means you can't let it go. And that's true. So what you do, you just put in the good stuff. You just put in the good stuff. I had my pond in front of my the Hermitage, and it was all full of algae and all sorts of other things because the water wasn't running very fast. And so I took a quart of Clorox, you know, and I poured that in there. And it didn't seem to make much difference. But I let it in there for a day or so. And then I turned on the water and I let it, you know, whoosh, all clean out and clean out and clean out and clean out. And now the Clorox is all gone, the bleach is all gone, and all that's left is a beautifully clean pond. And it looks very nice. And it doesn't have any of the residue of any of the bleach or any of the residue of any of the things that don't belong in there. So what did the bleach do? What the bleach did was it stilled the inner waters of the pond, and it released the algae and things that were clinging to the pond. So when we are peaceful, when we are peace, we clear the inner self of us, and we release, the peace releases all those things that don't belong there, and they just go whoosh, cleaning right out of the system in perfect divine order. But think about that. Peace is a very wonderful, well, healing agent, if you want to call it that. Peace is a very wonderful returning to your original purity and integrity idea that can be very meaningful if we will give it the chance for it to be that way. So think on these things. And think on these things when you're thinking about being at peace, being whole and perfect, having good relationships, having infinite abundance, living in wholeness, because that's who you are. You are wonderful, you are whole, and you're perfect. So, take that peace now, and let it be your peace, and experience the wonder that it has to offer to you. Have a lovely day. I love you.
Thank you.